Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ comes from a logical, historical, and biblical understanding of the facts. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, would you not say at least some biblical reasons are also historic and logical reasons as well?
Without a doubt. You know, the scriptures are historical documents, and in fact, there are thousands more copies of them than any other comparably old literary work. And also, I would say that while faith involves more than logic, it doesn't contradict logic, and it's never less than logic. The resurrection was recorded by all four gospel writers, and among them was Luke, who was not only a doctor, but he was an historian who carefully researched everything he wrote about. Then in Acts chapter 9, we see Saul of Tarsus encountering the risen Savior. He went from being a mortal enemy of Christians to the foremost missionary, church planter, and theologian of the first century. And he suffered for what he did for this change, including an attempted execution by stoning. How do we explain that if Jesus wasn't really alive? Then in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul offers the historical and logical argument that the resurrected Christ was seen by as many as 500 people at one time, so there were eyewitnesses who would have been from all over the known world at that time. And there are many other things we could talk about, but another important one is that contrary to cultural norms of the day, the gospel writers use the testimony of women as an apologetic for the resurrection. This doesn't make any sense at all if it didn't really happen.
David James, with Bible in hand, explaining why we must believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. My conversation with David James helped each of us, from a logical, historical, and biblical understanding, to come to the conclusion that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did die on a cross, was buried, and then 3 days and three nights later did rise from the dead. This resurrection is the cornerstone of our salvation. That's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 5. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18 records the words of Jesus, his own testimony of his resurrection. His statement is followed then by Jesus telling John the Revelator to write down the things that he had seen, things which were happening at that time, and things which would happen in the future. Jesus Christ told John the future. Jesus, because of his resurrection, is also the foundation of Bible prophecy, Revelation 1:19. And by the way, Jesus Christ is the spirit of Bible prophecy. That's Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...